The National Weather Service says at least one tornado hit the city of Sioux Falls overnight and caused massive damage. The Weather Service confirmed an EF2 tornado with winds of 125 miles per hour hit a portion of the city. They are looking at a second area where a hospital complex suffered heavy damage to see if that also was a tornado or simply straight-line winds. The local fire chief says at least 37 buildings were destroyed or have structural damage, mainly on the south and southwestern parts of town. The Sergeant Bluff-Luton School District has failed to pass a bond now for the fourth year in a row, though this year's bond was significantly smaller than past measures. Voters in the Sergeant Bluff-Luton Community School District rejected a $33 million bond that would have covered building a new primary school and moving baseball and softball fields. This year's bond was about half of last year's and less than the other two previous bonds, so Superintendent Rod Erlewine says he was hopeful it would make it. But shortly before the bond election, he got to talking with some voters at school events.
It became pretty clear that a lot of people that had voted yes for the previous bond issues were most likely either not going to vote or they were going to vote no because they didn't believe this was the right plan. It did not solve all of our issues and problems.
Erlewine says the school board will meet next month to discuss options moving forward. He says the primary school building needs some major renovations. And there were other elections for bond measures yesterday in northwest Iowa. Storm Lake narrowly passed a $15 million measure to build a new elementary school with 61% approval. And the community of Orange City rejected plans for a fitness facility with taxpayer money. Only 43% supported the $5 million Aspire Center for Healthy Living. All school bond referendums in Iowa require a supermajority of 60% to pass. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.